A story ending with an offering. No one wanted to do it. No one wanted to look at a thing so large, helpless to die or live, not knowing what to ask for itself. To imagine an after, even less to change it. Because they all imagined themselves gentle. No hunter, no wolf among them. They wanted it to return to where the crease of woods began. The woman, she walked from her car to kneel next to it, stroked its back as if it were a domesticated thing, its wildness humbled, comforted by her touch. And one man, he thought he would do it. He had a knife. He would go behind it, hold it, almost an embrace. Then it lifted its head, its neck, to look around, and tried as if in one motion to begin to stand. Because what came to the middle of them. Because what came to lay claim. Because they feared weakness, held themselves at a remove, shrank from weakness as if it would leave a mark on them, they did not know how they were to begin. At the beginning, they thought because it was asked of them, they would give it. The light was white and hot, and the woman thought, there is no brightness without burning. And the other man, older, thought of the scene in past tense, fallow. He will use it like the living word pointed skyward, the warm neck wavering between majesty and ruin. The road was rough, ruined, like a wall painted over too many times. And his work, it has not meant the same at the end as at the beginning. So what remained must be to uncover, to release. They wished it could, why not, have been a piano, an old shirt. But it had to be something inhuman and living, ugly premonition. They felt themselves held like the thing they held to. How long had it been, will it be before again? Against its will, unable to submit. They hoped, like anything released, it would go a long way. It would go beyond their belief, their seeing. It would go on and on, no possibility of return, as if that were not the fate of all things. Of course, the world will shatter for them, not far from myth, where it watched them finish it, tried to follow their movements. In time, the whole of night will fall. Some heaviness will precipitate to the bottom of them, like in a silly science experiment in school. What was insoluble, what is contained in the memory, replaced particle by particle, while the night became soft as flesh, plain as a glass of water.